Hey there. Welcome to Hey Mickey, the podcast.
I'm Kaden.
And I'm Connor.
And we're here to give you the latest Disney Parks magic.
You guys, welcome back. Welcome to episode 49. We're just so glad to have you here.
Yeah, thank you for tuning in today.
All right, Kaden, what is today's episode about?
All right, so today's episode is all about our recent Everything in Animal Kingdom All in One Day Park Challenge.
Yes, now that is a mouthful, but we had to make sure that it included all the information because we're talking about the entire day that we spent in Animal Kingdom trying to do every single thing, which obviously we're about to dive into. But we can't wait to share this whole experience with you.
Yes. Basically, we just wanted to see, is Animal Kingdom a half-day park? Is it a full-day park? This has been a continual question for years and years.
So we're going to answer that question by filling you in on that. I think it's time. Let's just go ahead and jump right into it.
Time for the main attraction.
Main attraction.
Okay. So once again, this is the Everything in Animal Kingdom in One Day Park Challenge. All right, Kaden, what were the rules of this challenge?
So basically, we had to ride what?
Experience.
Experience all 20 attractions at Animal Kingdom.
And also, there were an additional bonus 11 different things that we could kind of add into that, including the flotillas, some different entertainment and shows that took place around the parks. So we were also going to see how many of those things we could see along with all the other attractions that we experienced.
Right. These were our hours for the day. The park opened at 8 a.m. and closed at 8 p.m. But resort guests were able to get in early at 7:30, and spoiler alert, we were not resort guests.
Yeah, we almost never are when it comes to our park days or our challenges. Also, probably worth mentioning, it was a very hot summer Saturday, which means crowds would be up a little bit, the heat would be up a lot. You know, just your typical Florida weather and experience. Oh, and also rain. Rain is going to play a factor into this too, as it always does.
Yes. And of course, we completed this challenge with the members of our challenge crew, Allison, Wesley, and Lydia, and the newest member of the crew, Chase.
Yes, we definitely never go through any of our challenge days without our crew, and always makes the experience a lot more fun just to have all of them there with us as well. So, Kaden, do you remember the last time that we had a podcast episode specifically about Animal Kingdom?
No, actually, I don't.
You don't remember that?
No.
Okay, so almost 2 years ago, we released episode 8 of the podcast, and it was called Planning a Full Day at Animal Kingdom. Do you remember that?
Kind of.
Okay. So in this, we basically told people, like, the main idea of this podcast was that we were trying to convince everyone that you could make a full day out of the park, like being in Animal Kingdom.
But that would have been in 2020, so obviously things would have looked very different.
Yes, things were incredibly different. So park hours at the time were 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. So you got like 8 hours in the park. And also at that time, I don't know if you remember this, park hopping was not even an option.
That seems insane that, like, if you decide to go to Animal Kingdom, it closes at 5 and you can't go anywhere else.
I know. But also at that time, that was when, like, Magic Kingdom and Epcot, like, they didn't open, or they didn't stay open later than, like, 8.
Wow.
Like, everything had early hours.
I specifically remember Magic Kingdom closing when it was still light outside.
Yes. And okay, so along with all of this, I also, upon looking back on this stuff, I found out that during the first few hours of park open, there were virtually no lines in Pandora. And we told people that, like, our suggestion was to go ride Flight of Passage multiple times because you could, because it was a walk-up, basically.
Yeah, I remember it literally being a five-minute wait, and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, it's still, just like, to this day, it's, like, crazy to think that that was even a possibility. And also, there was only one show. Feathered Friends in Flight was the only show. There was no Festival of the Lion King, not even the abbreviated version. There was no Nemo, nothing. Just that one.
Which makes sense, because it's like, we literally just got those back, basically.
Yeah, it does kind of feel like that. Well, Nemo did just come back not too long ago, and then Festival of the Lion King has been around for a little bit, but it was the shorter version.
Right, we just got back the full version.
Right. But the funny thing is, as we're explaining, like, yeah, you can make a full day out of this, going to Animal Kingdom for 8 hours, it sounded like such a chill day where you could still, like, get everything done. Like, you could accomplish everything, ride every ride, and it was still very relaxing overall.
The parks were very different in 2020.
Yes, they were. Okay, but back to current day. Obviously, this is going to be quite a different story. This was not the most chill day. It wasn't crazy, I would say.
But definitely a full day.
Yes.
All right. So let's start with our original game plan. So obviously, we never walk into a challenge blind. So our initial plan was you were going to start at park open and just knock out the Pandora rides, starting with Flight of Passage, the Navi River Journey, and then that way Pandora would be over.
Yeah, and you wouldn't have to return to that at all. But then at 9:30, so about an hour and a half after the park opened, we would then try and go take the first Wildlife Express train over to Rafiki's Planet Watch, go and do the Affection section, go to the animation experience, and tackle all of that stuff.
And so then we were going to follow that with a series of the shows, starting with Festival of the Lion King, then Finding Nemo, and then Feathered Friends in Flight, all kind of around lunchtime between 11 and 2.
Yes, and then after that, we would kind of look at our schedule and see where we had to make adjustments and then fill the rest of our time with those remaining trails and attractions just based off of how the first half of our day went.
So did we stick with this plan?
We kind of did. We didn't stick with it in the beginning, but then we got back on track and then we adjusted. And so kind of yes and no, and we'll explain everything from the beginning. So let's start at the beginning.
All right, so we kicked off our day right around 8 a.m. at park opening. And the more we thought about our plan, the more we realized there was a flaw in our plan.
Yeah, and the biggest flaw was that the resort guests had already been given those 30 minutes to get into the park. And you know that all those resort guests decided that they were going to go over to Pandora.
So they're already getting a 30-minute head start on us. So there's no way we're really going to be able to, like, rope drop Pandora like a typical rope drop experience.
And by the time that the park opened at 8, when it's time for us to go inside, Flight of Passage, I believe it said it already had about a 60-minute wait, which is not good and probably would only go up from there. So we decided we were going to change our original plan at the beginning and go the opposite direction. Instead of going toward Pandora, we were going to go over toward Dinoland USA.
And honestly, that was probably the best decision we made all day, because we were able to knock out a ton of stuff first thing in the morning.
We really were, yes. So, first up, we went over to Dinosaur.
We went to Connor's favorite ride.
No.
And got it out of the way, because it was literally a walk-on, no wait at all.
And thank goodness the dino at the end was not working properly. He was already just, like, chilling out in the open, so he couldn't surprise you or anything like that. It was wonderful.
So, great experience for everyone.
I have a question. Do I say dinosaur weird?
You're not doing that on purpose?
No, that's like how you're supposed to say it.
That is not how you're
dinosaur.
Supposed to say it.
Dinosaur. No. That is. That's how it's spelt.
That doesn't mean it's how it's said.
I don't know. I'm going to say it like that, though.
Dinosaur.
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 All right, so after that, we went over to Triceratops Spin. Because, I mean, why not go ahead and knock out both attractions in Dinoland, RIP to Primeval World. I miss it.
Right. And, you know, after the most thrilling ride at Animal Kingdom, Triceratops Spin, we had to go over and check out the chill ride, Expedition Everest.
Okay, that was very confusing as you said that. I literally, when you started to talk about it, I was like, what ride is she talking about? And then I get it. Yeah. And honestly, so far, this was great because, like, for Expedition Everest, we only waited about I don't know, like 7 minutes. It was super short and very enjoyable to do, even at the beginning of the day.
Yeah, literally not even enough time for me to stress out about how much my head's going to hurt riding this ride.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Next up was Cali River Rapids. Not our favorite ride, but had to do it for the challenge.
Right. We also learned as we were going through this day that Cali River Rapids does not typically open when the park opens. It will open like an hour after. So like, for example, when we went, it opened at 9, even though the park opened at 8. So then when we got in line for it, it was like still 5 minutes before it opened. So we were in a line before the queue even opened. And then we kind of walked straight through. There was almost no wait overall, but we did have to wait a couple of minutes just for the ride itself to actually open.
Yeah. So we basically were able to like rope drop Cali River Rapids, funnily enough.
That was weird.
But all of that, those first four rides only took an hour and a half.
Yes. So at this point in the day, it's 9:30. We're feeling very good about this because we're able to do a fifth of the things in an hour and a half, which is wonderful.
Yeah, definitely off to a great start. So that brought us around back to our initial game plan. The first Wildlife Express train over to Rafiki's Planet Watch leaves at 9:30. So we headed straight over there.
Yes. And I will say this. So that first train left at 9:30. It worked out perfectly timing-wise for us to be able to do that. I don't think we would have made that if we did go over and even just did Flight of Passage. So the fact that we might have been able to do one ride and then get over there would have already made us feel very behind.
So we took the Wildlife Express train over to Rafiki's Planet Watch, and then we were able to make it over to Affection Section, where you get to, like, pet the animals and stuff. I did not participate in this one.
For allergy purposes?
Right.
Yeah, you did not give any affection at the section.
No.
But I did. I got to meet a goat. He was very close to me. I think technically I wasn't supposed to be that close to the goat, but it was fine. And so we did that.
You make it sound so exciting.
What? It was a fun goat. But yeah, so we did that very quickly and then got inside for the first animation experience of the day.
And we were very excited about this one because this was our first time ever doing the animation experience.
Yes, we've never done that before. And it was pretty cool.
So the character that we got for our animation experience was Eeyore. And for inspiration for drawing Eeyore, they actually brought out some donkeys.
Which was cool, yet I don't know if I 100% knew that Eeyore was a donkey.
I don't know that I knew that either. But they're not like regular donkeys. They were like miniature donkeys.
But it doesn't matter. We got to meet donkeys and we got to draw Eeyore.
Connor did really well. I did better than I thought I would.
You did great.
So after all this, then we had to take the train back. And now we had a bunch of shows to watch.
Yes. So we went straight over to Festival of the Lion King. And also, we just barely made it in for the 11 a.m. show. I think technically it had like just started.
But they still let us in.
Yes.
And we got in the very, very back row.
We did. And this is also when a light rain began that would continue to stick around and follow us and even maybe get worse as the day progressed.
But the best part was that the Tumble Monkeys are back and we finally got to see like the full Festival of the Lion King show.
Yes, and that was the very first time that Caden had ever seen the Tumble Monkeys.
It was.
What did you think?
Literally, my mouth was wide open during their whole section. I was just like in complete shock.
Because like, you loved it.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah. I almost had forgotten where that was within the show and like what they did. And so seeing that back in the show, it also kind of made it feel more complete.
I just couldn't believe like they were just flipping around like it was the easiest thing in the world. It was insane. It was insane. I loved it.
All right. So that was number 8 of the attractions that we needed to do. It was around 11:30 when we left that show. And so at that point, we decided it was time for lunch. So we placed a mobile order for Flame Tree Barbecue, and we started to make our way over to our lunch.
Since we were over in Africa, we decided we would use this time headed towards the other side of the park to do one of our attractions, which was the Discovery Island Trails. So these are the trails that kind of go around the Tree of Life. And so we walked through them over to the other side of the park.
Yes. And we also managed to see a flotilla that passed by, which those are kind of part of those bonus things that we're looking for. But yeah, so we got over to Flame Tree, picked up our food, found a dry area in the kind of toward the back, and it was lunchtime.
So we got to enjoy our lunch. We made it a point for this challenge to actually take time to eat, which made us all feel so much better.
Yeah, because sometimes we forget to do that, or we're like so like focused in.
I don't forget to eat. I am wanting to eat.
Well, and it's not that we forget. It's more of just like, okay, we need to make...
There's no
like,
time.
Let's get this done before we eat. And then it's like...
Next thing we know, it's 4 p.m. and we haven't had lunch.
That's true. But this time, no, it did not happen. We didn't have to rush through it. And we were feeling pretty confident at that point since it was like noon and we were almost halfway done already.
All right. Next up, number 10, Finding Nemo, The Big Blue, and Beyond.
Yes. So there was a showing that took place at 12:30, and we made it over there, and we got to see this show, which of course has been newly redone, was reopened, I guess, like a couple of months ago. It has not been open for very long. We've seen it twice now, and it is very entertaining.
Yeah, it's definitely a nice place to get away from the heat. It's a really big air-conditioned theater. So, and the show's pretty good, too. I like it. I enjoy it.
Yes. Okay, let me ask you this. While we're on this and just talked about Festival of the Lion King, which one do you prefer?
Festival of the Lion King.
Okay, that's what I thought you were going to say. I think I technically do, too. But they're, I don't know, they're very different. Like, this one is very technology-forward.
Finding Nemo has better audience seating.
That is true. Yeah, they have their pros and cons. We understand if you have a preference.
So we got out of there at about 1 o'clock, so leaving us about 7 more hours to complete the other 10 items on our list.
Yeah. And next on the list was Feathered Friends in Flight. But we had a few minutes before the next show, and we weren't that far away from Dinoland USA, and we needed to complete one additional thing over there. So we went to the Boneyard.
Yes, we went to the Boneyard. Obviously, this is our first time ever exploring this area. Probably typically meant for children.
Yes. Oh, yeah. If you're not aware of the Boneyard, it's basically like one of their play areas. That is kind of specifically for kids to go in and
but
play.
But it's, like, huge.
It's very big. Yes. There was a whole section that I did not even know existed, but it does.
Like, I couldn't believe so much of the park was taken up by the Boneyard.
Uh-huh.
But it takes up, it's a lot of surface area.
Yeah. But we went through there. We explored all of that. So now we are Boneyard experts. We even tried some of the slides.
They are terrible.
They're not... They're
you
not
can't
great.
Really slide. It's just like, there's no...
Maybe they're just better for kids, and we were too big for them.
Probably.
I don't know, but we still did it. And then it was time to go to Feathered Friends in Flight, which was number 12 on our attraction list.
Yes, and we've seen this show several times. However, this one ended up being a little bit different. It didn't quite go as planned.
Yeah, about 10, maybe 15 minutes into the show, they're like right in the middle of it, and they, okay, so there's a lot of moments in the show where they like try to make it seem like, oh, this isn't going as planned, but it actually is like going as planned. But then it gets to this one part where they're just like, hey, you guys, so the weather is pretty bad, so we're gonna stop now, and then they stop the show. And that obviously was not actually something that went as planned.
Yeah, so basically it seemed like they had gotten a report of lightning in the area, so they had to stop. And then literally right after they went backstage, like, it just started pouring down rain, thundering, like, storm just came out of nowhere.
Yep, it's true. But it was very nice of them that they did not make us leave the theater. And so we got to, like, stay in there while it was raining pretty hard. And so we just kind of hung out in there, waited a little bit for it to calm down and decide when was the right time for us to try and go to the next thing and continue our challenge.
So it finally calmed down about like 10 to 15 minutes later. And so it was time for us to go to our next attraction, which was number 13, Adventurer's Outpost.
And this is the character meet and greet location for Mickey and Minnie. They're wearing their safari outfits, and they're both together, which is kind of a more rare thing. I think technically Magic Kingdom is providing that right now, but it's not normally always available all the time everywhere, except at this particular place.
And this was exciting for us because this is another thing that is brand new for us. We've never done this before.
Yes, I guess it also did recently come back. Like it has not been available for a long time, and they just brought it back, I guess just within the last couple of months.
It had also seemed to have like a really long wait all day, like almost an hour. And it still had a long wait when we got there, but we only waited maybe like 10 minutes or so.
At the most, yeah. It did not take us long. It was honestly just a few minutes before we like could physically see them. And then there was just like a party or two in front of us. And then we got to meet them, got a group photo, got some really good interactions. It was pretty fun.
Also, we got a tip from our friend Allison that if you ask Mickey and Minnie about the different safari animals that they've seen, they will actually act them out, and it's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, it definitely... Okay, so we will be the first to admit that we are not the best with, like, character meet and greets. It's always just kind of like, we don't know what to say, we don't know what to do. So having something predetermined like this really makes it easy to be able to see those characters come to life and to really be able to interact with them without having to ask like weird questions. And so that was very helpful.
So then after that, we headed over to number 14. It's Tough to Be a Bug. This is just, you know, such a crowd favorite.
I don't hate it, but I was really bummed because Hopper did not show up, and that always bums me out because he's like the, I don't want to say the best part of it, but when you don't have him show up, then it's like, okay, what are we doing here?
Yeah, I don't hate it either, but it's just not my favorite just because, you know, it's about bugs and I don't like bugs, so it's a little creepy.
And so after the bug show, we had another new experience that we had to go do. And that was, we had to become wilderness explorers. Since that is considered to be an attraction, that was something that had to be done.
Yes, so me and Connor and our friend Lydia, we were all inducted. We were all given booklets and a special badge for the particular location that we went to. But obviously we did not have time to do all of the wilderness explorer badges. But maybe that could be another challenge for another day.
I think that technically, for us to be able to have the full knowledge that we should have about this park, we need to do the full booklet of stuff. Because it was a big booklet.
Yeah.
And it had a lot of stuff in it.
They have a lot of stops.
Next stop, we had to go to Creature Comforts for our Starbucks.
Yes, this was the point in the afternoon where we were kind of feeling it. We needed a little pick-me-up. So we went to the best Starbucks in the parks, which is Creature Comforts at Animal Kingdom. Got us some coffee.
Yes. All right, so here's where we are in this whole challenge. At this point, it's about 3:30 p.m. We have only 5 more attractions to complete and 4.5 more park hours to go. And so... again, we're feeling pretty good. This is going very well.
So since we were already over in Africa, we decided to go ahead and head over to the safari. However, when we got over there, the line was literally backed up all the way to the entrance. So we hung around for a few minutes, but quickly decided we did not want to wait in this line.
No, it was time to pivot. We needed to rearrange our plans. And so we went over right next door to the Gorilla Falls Exploration Trail, mainly because we had to see my best friends in the world, the meerkats.
And obviously also the gorillas.
But mainly the meerkats.
Sure, okay.
But yeah, so we went through that trail, and it was... It's the same trail that we've gotten used to.
They're always worth doing at least once, but...
Yeah, if you haven't done them before, you should do them.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say.
And then next up was number 17, the Maharaja Jungle Trek. So this is similar to Gorilla Falls, but over in Asia. Has some other different animals, including the tigers.
And the bats. We saw the bats.
And then after this point, we decided to head back over to the safari to see how things were going.
Yeah, we were like hoping maybe the line has gone down a little bit. And we get over there and the line is gone. Like, it was basically a walk-on. We walked all the way to the very front where they start to put you on the left or the right side. I think they only had one side open. But we basically got all the way down there and it was wonderful. And that's, of course, always one of our favorite rides. It was so great.
Also, I should probably note at this point, we have made it through 18 rides on a Saturday in the summer at Animal Kingdom, and we've had, like, no wait longer than, like, 12 minutes.
Yeah, 12 minutes was the longest clocked wait, because Allison always records our times, and, yeah, 12 minutes was the longest we waited for anything. Now, I will say this, if we had flipped our day and done Pandora first, as we looked on the map for the wait times throughout the rest of the day, a lot of the things that we knocked out in the morning,
Everest
and all of that stuff, those things had anywhere from 30 to 60 minute waits. So the thing to do is to go to those first, knock them out.
Yes. Pandora rides, they will always have a wait all day long. You can always count on that, but take advantage of the early morning other side of the park with the walk-on rides.
For sure. Okay, so at this point, it's about 5:40, and we only have two things left. And those two things are both located in Pandora. So it's time for us to go over to Pandora.
So first up, number 19, we went to Navi River Journey. Definitely this was one of the slowest moving lines, the first real line we had all day long.
It's true. But also, notable fact, it was in this line that our crew established the new name for our group. And that name is We Are Groot. Do you get it?
Yeah, like Groot, but Groot.
Yeah, like we are Groot. We are Groot. So it's like Groot with a C.
This was not my vote, but I will take it.
I love it because I love Groot.
So, obviously, yeah, I guess we made the most of our time in this line.
We did.
But, yeah, it was posted about a 65-minute wait, and we ended up waiting about 55 minutes.
Yeah, definitely. Is that ride worth that line? I don't know, because in this situation, it didn't matter. We had to ride it anyways. Also in this line is when we started to decide, what were we going to do for dinner? We'll get to that. We'll get to that after Flight of Passage. Which then brings us to...
Number 20, Flight of Passage. So, by this point, we knew as long as this ride didn't shut down, we were good to go. We were going to complete our challenge.
Yep. And so, we got in line for that at about 7, and a little after 8, we were up in the sky, flying on the back of an Ikron, and our challenge was completed, and we did it!
We did, but it literally took us the entire park day to finish everything.
Yes.
8 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Uh-huh. I think, yeah, technically, by the time we actually got off the ride and we're, like, back in Pandora, it was almost 8:30. So, yeah, that was a 12.5-hour park day, and it took us that whole time in order to complete everything, but we did accomplish the task ahead of us. We got it done. We made a full day out of that.
And that was with very minimal waits. So just saying, Animal Kingdom is not a half day park.
That is very true. I understand why people say that, because a lot of people are not going to do everything. However, it does kind of make it inaccurate, because
if you do everything, it will take you a full day.
Technically, you could even go through the day if you just don't prioritize correctly and not accomplish everything.
Right.
Okay, so The challenge was completed, and then after we got done with everything, Kaden, how did we celebrate?
Well, what better way to celebrate a full day at Animal Kingdom than by going over to Animal Kingdom Lodge and eating at one of our favorite restaurants ever, Boma.
Yes, the best buffet you could ever ask for. And obviously, we earned it. We worked so hard. I know that sounds kind of sarcastic, and it kind of is. However, we had to celebrate, we had to go over there, and it was wonderful.
All right, so what were your favorite moments of the day?
I think I really liked the animation experience. That was, since we had never done that before, it was cool to do something new. And also, in a day where everything was kind of not super stressful, but where you're feeling a little bit of that pressure, that was just like a very like zen moment. It felt very peaceful. You were just listening to a guy talk about, you're gonna draw this little shape right here, and you draw the shape, and like it's just it was very relaxing. I loved it.
I also really enjoyed the animation experience. It was so fun to do something new at the parks. That's becoming more and more rare for us, so that was really exciting. I will say, I think one of my favorite moments of the day was while we were waiting in line for Navi River Journey, we were trying to decide where to eat, and we narrowed it down to either Boma or Whispering Canyon.
Uh-huh.
So the way we decided to make this decision...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about this.
...was we decided to all text in our group text and hit send at the same time our vote for which restaurant... So we did it all at the same time, and it was like everyone said Boma, except one.
Yeah, Chase was the one that said Whispering Canyon. But to be fair, it's because he had never done either one of those. And I will say, he liked Boma enough to take his family like last weekend. So he loved it that much. All in all, we made the right decision. So win-win. Okay, so next question for you, Kaden. What are you most likely to never do again now that we have accomplished the challenge?
Probably the Boneyard. I don't think I have a need to go back there again.
Why not? Okay, I understand that. That is fair.
What about you?
Fine. Dinosaur. I don't want to go back there.
Dinosaur!
Don't yell at me. No, in all seriousness, I feel like I'm going to be dragged onto that ride many more times in my life, and that's fine. I'll do it. Unless they tear it down. Please, please, please.
No, don't tear it down. Retheme it. Make it Indiana Jones.
I mean, I'm cool with that, too. Or Raya and the Last Dragon. Make
That'd
it
be cool,
that.
Too.
Yeah, that's what I want.
Ooh, what if it's just dragons popping out at you?
No! Are you kidding me? That's just as bad as dinosaurs.
That's what they would do.
No. Okay, so how do you feel about Animal Kingdom after doing this challenge?
I think I appreciated Animal Kingdom more after this challenge.
I think I do, too. I think it was really good for us to see what all they have to offer.
Yes,
and
I agree.
And to pack it all into one day. It's like, okay, there's a lot here. Is there as much? No. Is there a lot? Yeah.
And now that, like, everything's back for the most part, like, all the shows are back, that makes it feel more like a complete park.
We didn't go see Kite Tales. Oh, wait, no, we kind of did.
Yeah, we saw it while we were eating.
Yeah, it was just that forgettable. Boom, roasted. All right, so yeah, that was our challenge for Animal Kingdom.
All in one day.
All in one day. All right, let's, I guess we're done. So let's move on to our after party. After party.
All right, so for our after party, we are talking about what's coming up for us.
Yeah, so here's the deal. Our schedule is super weird, super crazy. We never really know when our next episode is going to be out, but we know that we have a lot of stuff that we want to talk about and a lot of stuff that's going to be coming up soon. So we thought we would just answer this question of what all's coming up and kind of let you know what some of our upcoming episodes will be about.
All right, so starting off, tomorrow night, we are actually heading back to Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. This is our redo after our first one got rained out, so we're pretty excited that we get to go back.
We definitely are very excited. We understand how lucky we are to have a second chance for this and get to experience the things that we didn't get to see. We won't do a full episode on this, but we're gonna be sure to bring up any of the new things that we did experience that we missed out on the first time, just to kind of keep everybody informed on what else is offered there.
And then next weekend, we are going on our first ever Disney cruise on the Disney Wish. I am so excited.
I'm also very excited. I'm slightly scared because I've never been on a cruise ever before in my whole life. Never been on a boat bigger than, I think, the ferry. I'm not even joking. Have I been on a boat bigger than that?
We've been on the Staten Island ferry.
Oh, yeah. Wait, is that one bigger than the Magic Kingdom ferry?
Yeah.
Okay, then that's the biggest boat I've been on. We are definitely going to be covering that. We'll probably do a full episode on that. We are probably also going to be filming for our YouTube channel. I feel like I'm going to be overwhelmed.
Yeah.
I feel like you'll also be prepared, though, because you're looking up stuff about it, and I am keeping away from all spoilers because I don't want to know anything that's going to happen. I want to be surprised.
You're
going to
get on that
time.
Boat and just be like, I don't know what to do.
It's true, but, like, in the best way, right? Or should I?
It's probably good that, like, one of us kind of knows, and then, like, one of us gets to be surprised.
Okay, you can show me around, and I will not know anything. Okay. It's fine. It's a boat. I can wonder it forever. I'm not going to bed.
All right, so then we'll also be recapping our anniversary trip that we took over to Anaheim a few months back. Got to do Disneyland, California Adventure.
Yes, that was an awesome trip. We got to stay at the Disneyland Hotel, got to do several days in the parks, just really like soaked in a whole lot of that. And so we're going to kind of bring that back and just give you the full story of what all happened. That honestly might end up taking a couple of weeks to describe because there was so much to it.
I'm already ready to go back.
I mean, me too. I want to go to Oogie Boogie Bash.
I'm sorry, how do you say that?
Oogie Boogie.
I don't know how you're doing
Oogie
that.
Boogie.
Oogie Boogie.
Oogie Boogie. It's very self-explanatory. Along with that, we're going to have more challenges coming up. We've got some dining reviews that we need to do, some resort stays that we're going to discuss. There's a new Gideon's cookie that we're going to go get and a cold brew, and we will maybe just spend forever just talking about that. You never really know.
Do we need to get the French toast cold brew and the French toast cookie from Crumbl?
We can't talk about Crumbl. Crumbl's not Disney.
Crumbl should be Disney.
No.
Disney by Crumbl.
No, we have Gideon's.
Crumbl's better.
Kaden.
I said what I said.
Okay, we're going to have to end this before this turns into just a...
I think that's our episode for this week.
If you're still here with us all the way to this part, then thank you so much for listening and just continuing to support our show.
And if you could, we would love for you to head over to the Apple Podcast app and leave us a rating and a review.
And be sure to subscribe to Hey Mickey, the podcast, anywhere that you download your podcast.
To keep up with the latest news and all of our adventures, follow us on our Instagram at Hey Mickey Co.
Or you can head over to HeyMickeyCo.com and see everything we're up to all in one place.
Also, we're trying to work on our YouTube channel and growing that, so go check us out and watch us over there, too.
All right, you guys, we hope you all have a great weekend, and we will talk to you soon.
Bye, everyone!
Oh, my word.
Sorry, let me do that again.
Okay.
Bye, everyone!
I'm probably going to keep that first one.